news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, fabulous producer, Matt Catrillo, news director. He's clackety-clacking out there, sending out the notes and getting everything organized for today. Make sure all the coverage gets provided. And we'll have On the Mark this morning at 8:30 a.m. Open phones are scheduled for today. With that, on the news line, I'm so privileged to welcome Catherine Maguet here, executive director of the Wise Center for the Performing Arts at Bucknell University. Good morning, Catherine. Thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning, Mark, and it's great to hear your voice again.
I do appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. It's been so long since we've had a conversation, been a while since we saw you in person, and very glad that in-person performances are coming back to the Wise Center this year, and that it looks like we're going to have a fabulous year. You got a lot of things lined up, and you're kind of handling things sort of on a maybe semester-by-semester basis, but not too far planned out, but we're glad that it's coming back. Do give us a glimpse of the state of the Wise Center post-pandemic or major surge of the pandemic. How will you have performances this year?
Well, thanks for asking. We have been dark for, about 16, 18 months. So we've had a lot of time to plan a reopening. The Wise Center, converted to classroom space during the past academic year, but we've missed our audiences, and we've missed sharing artists with the community, so we're thrilled to be back. Things will look a bit different this year. For starters, all of the tickets are general admission, so that allows people to distance. We are using every other row, but we are not doing assigned seats. So I encourage people to buy tickets and come to the venue early, and then you can sort of self-select. I think of it along the lines of a movie theater in many ways. So people can be grouped together. We've got sanitation stations throughout the venue. We're using the entire venue in order to distance. All of our 100% of our performers have been fully vaccinated, as well as 100% of the Wise Center staff. So we're taking the necessary precautions, and we look forward to seeing people.
Well, we're pretty excited about it. I'm lucky enough to be one of the folks that goes to the Wise Center from time to time for performances. And I just want you to impart on our audience a glimpse of the fact that the Wise Center is a global stop for a wide range of renowned performers who, will step right off the stage at the Wise Center and end up in Washington, D.C. or New York City on some of the best stages and performing centers.
Yeah, thank you for noting that. It's been a priority for me to welcome artists from around the world, because I think if the Wise Center doesn't invite those people to our community to perform, that opportunity will most likely be missed. And we just came off an engagement with a gamelan ensemble from Bali who went through hoops that I and all kinds of regulations to get here to perform, but I worked cooperatively with other universities and venues in the area, and we were able to make that happen. But that's not an ensemble that will be touring every year, and it's kind of a miracle that it happened this year, but we did it in a safe and successful way. So thank you for mentioning that. We do pride ourselves in programming that is reflective of the entire world, and oftentimes people will our artists will be performing and their next stop is the Kennedy Center or Lincoln Center or whatever venue it may be. So it's an easy drive for people in Central PA, and we work very hard to make it affordable for people too.
Yeah, we're going to rewrite that joke, how to get to Carnegie Hall. Well, first of all, first you play at the Wise Center, and then you
head... That's right.
Then you go up to Interstate 80 and turn right, and that's how you get there from there. Well, and I just think we should mention again, we talked about this last year, the Wise Center sessions, where you used local performers in this, regional performers, and really just reminded our broad region that there's just fantastically ultra talented performers right in our area. And of course, you set up the stage and made sure that they had great sound and production and lights, and it was just fantastic to see the dances.
Absolutely. It was a great opportunity for us to showcase artists in the area. We prefer things live, but I'm very proud of the staff for putting those together each week, because we've heard from all kinds of people that that became something they really looked forward to over a what oftentimes was a grim week. We're happy to provide that for people.
If you look at some of the performers, like Juliana Braffa, she was number 53 in the performance.
Oh my gosh!
She
yeah.
had, 5,000 hits or something. Well, I'm about 1,200 of them. I just found her music enchanting and just listened to it in the background over and over again. Okay, so this next week, Tuesday mm-hmm. night, you have a performance, Red Sky Performance, and they're going to perform their play Trace. Tell us about that.
Well, this company I had the privilege of seeing at Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival in the Berkshires a couple of summers ago, and I was just enchanted with them. They're a chamber-size contemporary dance company, and their artistic director is a First Nations artist, and they approach their art as, well, the mission of the company is to provide opportunities for contemporary Native artists, and she approaches contemporary dance through an Indigenous lens, and this is an hour-long piece that is inspired by star and sky stories, and it has live music, and it's at once kinetic and meditative at the same time, but it's inspiring, and it's a work that's very easy on the eyes. It's just beautiful movement and beautiful music, and I hope people will take a chance on this. This isn't a company that's will be coming around very often either. I don't think they've toured the area. They're up they're performing in upstate New York at a couple of universities right now, and then they're making their way to us. But the piece is warm and it's inspiring, and it's very accessible, and I really encourage people to take a chance on it. It may not be a company you've heard of, but it's a company you will have heard of soon. So,
You're going to hear lots more about them. And tell us how to get tickets, and if you wish to go, that kind of thing.
So I think the best way to order tickets is through the online ticketing office. I mean, we also have a ticket office line that you can call. But I think the best way to do it is to go on www.bucknell.com/Wise Center and secure the tickets that way. They can also be reserved by calling the campus box office at 570-577-1000. And that's how you can get tickets. And as I mentioned, they are not reserved seats. So if you, you want to bring a friend and then another friend decides to come, you can just go get a general admission seat. And then we have, ushers and Wise Center staff who can actively, help you get seated in a way, but we do have them marked for every other row, and that's how we're making it all work at this point in time.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. We talked a little bit about some of the many performances that have happened there that really are globally noteworthy. The Wise Center has more than just a sort of a random selection of international performances. You have a mission that you're fulfilling when you're working, doing all this work to make sure these performances come here. Explain what that mission is, and give our audience a glimpse of what it takes to pull it together.
Oh my! It's a complicated process that I actively seek out artists, year round, looking for new voices and new perspectives just on an ongoing basis. And we try to do a nice mix of you know, standard classical repertoire, as well as dance that will actually work on our stage, but I don't need to go down that path, coupled with some family and holiday shows. So it's a broad, we cover a lot of territory, but I'd say that, you know, the goal is always to invite the highest quality artists that we can, that fulfill the mission of artistic excellence and different perspectives. So we want the series to both inspire and reflect our community, and we want to introduce new artists as well. So it's an ongoing process. I think most people would be kind of amused to hear that it's not really as sexy as all as you know, sometimes it's just can I grab a Thursday night off of a gig in Pittsburgh, you know, sometimes it just gets to that, because a lot of the work is logistics and routing, and we try to work very cooperatively with Penn State and Lafayette and Lehigh, because it's much more financially advantageous for the artists and for us to keep people on the road with, you know, consecutive dates. So sometimes you will see that I'm working cooperatively with Penn State, because when you're moving an orchestra, it's an easier, you know, it's an easier performance and an easier engagement for everyone if they can drive 50 minutes to the next date, rather than halfway across the country.
Well, and I think it shows too, if you look at some of the artists' schedules, you'll see that the you know, guess what? They're in New York City or Washington, D.C., or, you know, even for some of the performers, Allentown or, you know, University Park or Pittsburgh, you know, is the either the previous or the next performance. So you know that you guys are all working together to make sure that you kind of get these performers when they are available. And for the folks like me in the seats, tell us how you are keeping our interests in mind. I know some of the folks maybe bring a sort of a message to the stage that's much broader than our sort of day-to-day lives, but other folks are just broadly appealing, knee-slapping great music with fabulous drumming and things like that, with, you know, designed to how do you keep the audience's needs and interests in mind? Catherine, are you there? Okay, well, it looks like we lost Catherine Maguette. We're trying to get her back, but we are talking about the performance, Red Sky Performance Trace, that is next Tuesday at 7:30 p.m., and you, as she mentioned, you can go to bucknell.edu/Y Center for more information. Yep, looks like we lost Catherine Maguette due to the whimsical nature of the cellular technology, so we have our apologies there, but we did get some of the key message in that the Red Sky performance is coming up, and there's a wide range of performances coming up in the months ahead, and then there'll be announcements about the following semester at Bucknell, how those performances will go. And I'm glad we got a glimpse before we lost Catherine about the mission and work of the Wise Center, because it's really just quite an oasis of fabulous performances around here, or it's just a bluegrass band on the front lawn of the Wise Center with free seats, and everybody gets to enjoy a visit to the campus of Bucknell University. Our guest was, okay, she's back on the line, so we can wrap up today. Well, we have just enough time for an additional remark. We did reiterate that Red Sky is coming up next Tuesday at 7:30. We'll give you the last word. Anything to add to Catherine?
Yeah, just please check out our season. We've got brochures in a lot of the public gathering places in the area, so if you haven't seen, picked one up, please do so. You can also find out more about other information on our website. Again, Tuesday night is Red Sky Performance, a brilliant contemporary dance company, and that'll be followed up on Friday by a very family-friendly performance called Airplay, which is sort of a delightful contemporary cirque or theater piece, and that's all ages. So those are two great ones, and then I'll just throw one around the corner on Wednesday, October 6th, a wonderful, wonderful jazz singer named Jeremiah Abia, and he'll be performing a free concert in the Weiss Center atrium. We do ask that audiences, we do require audiences to be masked, so also keep that in mind, but we will have masks available if you happen to forget yours in the car or whatever. So that's where we're at right now.
Well, thank you so much, Catherine. Thanks for all you're doing. Thanks for bringing these great performances to us. I know the pandemic got very real at our house when the book was delayed this year, the book that has the list of performances and performers and how to get ticket information and how to fill that out and buy tickets by mail. So, but the book did eventually come out. So go to bucknell.edu/Y Center. Make sure you get one of those. Thank you so much, Catherine, and thanks for all you're doing.
Okay, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Catherine McGuett, Executive Director, Wise Center for the Performing Arts, bucknell.edu/Wise Center.